Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, podcast audience. It's Thursday night, 9 o'clock, time for our power half hour. Ain't no need in worrying what the night is going to bring, because I'm here to tell you, this is sure as the words to the song say, it'll be all over in the morning. I welcome you to Hodge production on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we will hear from our very own messenger, Messenger Ron Dyer. Hey, so let's receive him as such. Good evening, my brother.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Once again, it's a pleasure to be before you, just talking and feeling the goodness of knowing who it is that you truly are. And because of our upbringing and the stuff that has been fed to us, for all, it takes a little getting to know and better understanding, but it is something that we can do. And what we can do is recognize just who it is that we really are. And one of the things we have to consider, because I've said so many times, when we know who we really are, we'll realize that we've been here for quite a long time. If we can stop thinking so much as our physical body and understand that that's not who we really are, that is just outer, it's a temple per se. We can use that analogy, a temple just housing you, and it's important for you to understand that. So you've got to stop believing everything that anybody tells you and start going within so that you can give yourself the true answer for you. It is so important that we get to this stage that we understand it. And once we begin to understand it, then we can begin to see the joy of being so magnificent. We have to understand that this was the purpose of this whole thing called Earth and all that. This was the purpose for you as God beings to be able to experience it. See, we knew it all along, but knowing without experiencing is something missing there. And so because you knew it, you are here now in this body, but you are still the godlike, the God part that is here to experience and create life. We have to understand we're using all of life, all of the many lives to be and decide who we really are, to choose and to create who we really are. to experience and to fulfill your current ideas about yourself. You are an internal movement of self-creation and self-fulfillment through the process of self-expression. You have drawn the people, events, and circumstances of your life to you as tools to which to fashion the grandest vision of the greatest vision of you ever have about yourself. This process of creation and recreation is ongoing and never ending and multiple layered. It's all happening right now on many levels. In your linear reality, you'll see the experience of one of the past, present, and the future. You imagine yourself to have one life, or perhaps many, but surely only one at a time. But what if there was no time? Then you'd be having all your lives at once. And one of the things in which we don't realize is we are. We're having all of our lives at once. You are living this life. You're present. You presently realize life in your past, your present, and your future all at once. Have you ever had a strange feeling about some event so powerful that it made you turn away from it? And we call it premonition. But from God's viewpoint, it is simply an awareness you suddenly had of something that you experienced in your future. Your future, you is. Go ahead.
I think it's God talking to you. You know.
Once again, you are 100% correct. But what you're missing on that particular note is the fact that it is God talking to you, and that's you.
Right, right.
That's you. And because you are part of God, there is nothing that you do not know. In the transformation of being in the physical, realm, because there is a part where we're going to go to the spiritual realm. And that's what happens when this body gives away. You don't die, you just move up to another realm. And people may not want to accept that, but how many people have we known that have passed away? Some of them what we call good Christians, good people. Some of them what we call bad people. But they've all still seemed to have stopped by and visit somebody. So, and that's the spiritual realm. So you're correct about God. You just have to understand that God is you. And I'm not saying that as they like to call other people the 5%ers. I'm trying to get us to understand who it is that we really, really are, who we are.
Yes.
And we can't be who we really are because we're too busy allowing other people to determine who it is that we really are. Some of us, I'll give you a simple, easy example. Some of us want to wear white, but then doesn't society say you can't wear white at a certain time of the year? So we stop.
Messenger,
even though this is... I'm sorry?
Messenger, I wore white pants to work today.
All right.
I am a rebel.
But now, and there might have been some people looking at you kind of strange. What is she doing with white?
Well,
and it might even be that time. I don't even know the time of the year. But there's a certain time you're not supposed to wear white, right? Or
yes, sir.
am I so out of date? I don't know. Huh?
No, it's not time. After
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. It kind of broke up. I didn't hear
what you said. You're supposed to wait until after Memorial Day, and I wore them today.
Oh, okay.
Do you,
but,
Sister Tim?
You know
but
how
do
I
you
do.
Understand the point that I was making?
Yes, sir, of course.
Okay. And that's just a simple point that is being made. So if we let people dictate when we wear our own clothes, then that means we also let them dictate how we wear them. I'm just giving us examples of how we're not really living our lives. We're living the lives that other people expect and project and told us it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important for us to go within. And something that you said just keeps sticking with me, and that's with the it was God talking to me. Because you don't mm-hmm. know how true we really are. Because it was God. It was the God you talking to yourself. And so realizing that, then we need to know that if we follow Scripture, Scripture says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if you know who you really are, you would be able to truly understand that. Most people, when you hear that, they want to say, when I'll never leave you or forsake you, means that he's always on your right shoulder or something to that nature. He's always around, and just when you need him, he's going to show up. But I'm here to tell you right now, he's always here. And the only reason why he won't show up, per se, using that vernacular, is because we don't allow him to show up.
Amen.
How many times as a child we were out in the streets and we were ready to get into a fight, and something in you told you, nah, that ain't the thing to do. But you did it anyway.
Amen.
Hodge boys.
Just so you know, Hodge and God kind of rhyme, right? Hodge God?
Yeah.
How about it does that? To me.
Come on.
All right. Okay. But it's important, welcome Nurse Carmen, but it's important for us to understand this. And I know to some it may sound like some jibber jabber and a whole bunch of stuff, but it's important for us to understand who we are. Excuse me. And once we can understand that, this stuff is simple. Just as Jesus said, so simple that a fool couldn't error. And I use as an analogy all the time. Just imagine if you knew that you could win the basketball game or the baseball game or whatever. If you knew you could win it, would you worry about it? Would you worry about the game?
No.
Would you worry about the outcome?
No, I would not.
Not at all.
Because you knew you won. And this is exactly what it is in our lives for us to truly get the experience that we were really put here to get, instead of allowing someone to regulate our minds to have us thinking other than what we should be. And it's amazing because people that think they know spiritually wise or religiously wise, not spiritually, religiously wise, they don't even have the time to listen. Because they think it's just so far-fetched. And I can guarantee you, if I was to go to Seventh-day Adventist, or no, let's go to Scientology, and tell them my story, my Christian story, my Christian belief, they would look at me like I'm crazy.
Mm.
Thinking, you believe that? Even though, I meant, now, don't get it wrong, that's the same way Christians look at their faith. But everybody looks at it like they've got the one, and everybody's got something different. They all start with the same premise, and then everybody leads out every other different way. Why? Because God isn't in that per se. It is man in that. And we, that's why it says also, don't put your trust in man. And that's woman as well. But don't put your trust in, you've got to put your trust in yourself. And I'm not saying it in a conceited or a know-it-all, but you've got to know who you are. And when you know who you are, then you're not so easy to do whatever it is that somebody wants you to do. Or say whatever it is that somebody wants you to say. You wouldn't be as quick to do those type of things if you knew who you really were. And you wouldn't be afraid to do some of the things that you really want to do. Because there's some things deep down inside us that we want to do that we can't say or do, fear that somebody might think you some kind of way.
All right now.
So it's important that we really begin to grasp the concept that we are part of God. We have creative abilities. This is what we have, and we don't even realize it. Each and every day, we get up and create a new day for us. And we have the options to change that day any way we want, whenever we want. Isn't that creative?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can get up and decide that you're not getting out of the bed for the entire day. That's the day that you created. And if you want to change that creation, you put some clothes on and you go do something else. But you created that day. You created what happened. So we have the ability, we're using it, but we're using it once again in a subconscious state instead of a conscious state. I quoted a scripture from the book of John that says, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. We've got to stop. We've got to stand up and be who we really are. If we really want to get the enjoyment and the fulfillment of what our purpose here was from the very beginning. But we can't do that holding on to every single word that they've given you over the years. And I say that to mean that some of the stuff that they gave you, it was great inspiration for you. And you can use it, but don't use it in the manner in which they're giving it to you. Because you've got to, once you go within, then you'll be able to receive that message in the manner in which it should have been. And I give you an example. This is one of the reasons why they said that Jesus spoke in parables all the time. It seemed like he didn't know he was talking in riddles to them because they didn't know who they were.
Hmm.
So he had to break things down sometime to what the only thing that they can relate to. Okay, you're a farmer. Okay, if you throw good seeds, if you throw seeds in a rocky place, what's going to happen? They still didn't get it. And what he was trying to tell them, as long as you don't believe, then your soul, which is the soil, is not ready to receive this word so that you can grow.
Mm-hmm.
There have been so many messengers sent. And I say it again. So many messengers. Why? Because we are all messengers. All of us. And because we are all messengers at this time, I want Sister T, that's my mess with buddy, I want her to just explain to you guys how the Spirit is speaking to her. And she knows it's speaking to her.
Yes, sir.
And still ain't doing anything about it.
You don't know that.
No, this is true. This is true, and I take that back. But the fact that you know
it. Are we talking about what happened yesterday?
No, not what happened. Well, no, similar to that, but not exactly what happened yesterday. But in relationship to that,
okay.
Yes.
I got you.
Okay.
So
but,
go ahead.
No, you go.
So there's a book inside of me. Co-producer says there's more than one, but there's a book inside of me. And my spiritual guide, the messenger, has said that I need to put pen to paper and get it started. And he tasked me with getting an intro or an outline or something started. And I hear Messenger's voice when I'm quiet and I'm thinking about what the format needs to be and what I'm trying to say. It's starting to develop. I don't have much written, but I have pieces of it on paper in piles and in scraps of paper and, you know, in folders and all over. So Messenger is inspiring me and holding me to task, keeping me accountable, and it's helping. It's really helping.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
It really is. I need someone to say, you know, you need to do this by this. I need that. And
right.
He's doing it.
Okay.
I'm starting to see how it's going to work. Even though it's not working yet, I'm seeing it.
And I don't know if you get... I don't know if you guys know it, but I think I've always said to each and every one of you at one point in time or another, when you begin to visualize it, you can consider it almost there. Because once you visualize it, it's there. And that lets you know that it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's in there. I just didn't know how it's going to get out. And now I've got the layout. I know where I'm going. And that's a big step.
Yes, that is. That's half the battle.
Yeah, I can see
yes,
it.
Yes,
I can
yes,
see
yes.
it.
Amen.
All right.
It helps.
You guys just remember, and I'm saying these things, but what you got to understand is when I say something that isn't in agreement with your soul, even though you guys might not say anything, you know automatically. But when something is being said that the soul can relate to, it gravitates to it. Two or three gathered together, touching and agreeing. And you don't have
right.
to, and because of who we are, you don't have to be right next to each other to touch and agree.
No.
You don't even have to be on the phone touching and agreeing. You don't have to have an email to touch and agree. You could be touching and agreeing because of the spirit, because you are omnipresent. So I say that, and I know if you didn't really know the point in which I was trying to come to let us know, people would think I'm a little off my rockers. But I'm just here to let us know that we have great power. We are part of God. There is nothing that we can't do.
Amen.
And because of that, I thank you, Sister T, for sharing that. But I just want to say one thing. I want to be an encouragement to you, but it is you. And
yeah,
this is
sure
part
enough.
Of what we have to understand. It is my life. And if this is how I want to live my life, then that's what I do.
Yes.
And with that, knowing that this is what you want to do, and you starting to see it, that should be all the encouragement that you need right there. Just the fact that you're starting to see it, because now you can see it coming into reality. And because it's coming into reality, now that's the push for you, because you've already seen
right.
it. I'll give you a quick example. Martin Luther King, he wasn't afraid of death anymore. Why? He said, because I've been to the mountaintop.
Mountaintop, that's right.
Yes.
Not seen
yes.
the promised land.
That's right.
And this is what when you really start to visualize the things, this is when you should really, as my uncle would say, that's when you really should get the gladi glass, when you start visualizing. Because then that means that it's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
See, right now we're in the creative process, but because we're not sure or we don't believe, it can't manifest because we're not really giving it the creativity that it needs. Because we're thinking about it right now, and 2 seconds later, we're thinking about something else. But when you start to tune in to just what it is you want, President of the Union, you start to tune into it. And then when you begin to see it, you can put your hands in your pocket and clap your hands because it's done.
And that's what I believe.
Come on now.
Yeah, I
and
see
no,
it.
And you see it? Hey, you want me to tell you what I already see? I already see on that front page you dedicating something to me. Huh? On yours, I see that.
Damn.
I see that.
You know it. You know it, Messenger.
But it's really, it's the ball is in your park. Now you want to hit a
yes,
big hit, you want to hit a home run, but you've already seen what you can do. I'll go back one more time. I had this uncle. We called him my uncle. He sung with my group, my uncle, the Southland. And the song was, I'm going to run on and see what the end's going to be.
I had an uncle too, but that's probably better suited for the attic.
Co-producer, what happened?
I'm good. 1:13 is the mark, man. I'm on the. I'm on point.
Oh, 90 seconds.
No, I got it, man. Right. Oh, okay. No,
I think
I locked in, man. I had it locked in, Messenger.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but anyway, I thank everyone for coming out, for tuning into the podcast. The old habits are hard to break, right? I want to thank y'all for coming out here to the.
You made your DJ days, huh?
Yeah. Thank you for tuning into the podcast, The Messenger. Again, we try to give you a real word from God, because the God we serve, the God we know, the God that we love, is a right now God. There was no manuscript left 2,000 years ago that's going to talk to you about today. Why do I need a manuscript when the Spirit of God rests, rules, and abides inside of me? I have the manuscript. I am the manuscript. We are the manuscript. Hey, understand that we are all great, because that Spirit that allows us to be anything, it's a phenomenal spirit, and when you tap into it, life is going to get so much better. So from Hot to Hot on Block Talk Radio, I thank you for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you Sunday. Good night, Cass.
Good night.
Good night, Cass.
Good night.